This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
The best bits of Joy Drive.
Singer, broadcaster and performer Georgie Coghlan is returning to the stage with her one-woman show. It's called The Motherland and it's at Chapel Off Chapel. It's for two nights only, Friday and Saturday, April 28 and 29. Georgie, welcome to Joy Drive.
Thank you so much, Warren. And I have to just say, it's Motherload.
I called it The Motherland.
Sorry. I would love to sort of be known as like the Motherland, but it is the Motherload. And I'm laughing because as I'm talking to you, I'm currently waiting outside for school tutoring to finish to pick up our daughter after having a hectic day and reminiscing on the Motherload today, Warren.
Fantastic. So before we talk about your show, you've been on a bit of a break from the media. What's that been like?
It's been glorious, absolutely glorious. It's been the right decision for me, and I made it at a time after the pandemic when I was maybe like a lot of people, Warren, I was really questioning what I was doing, why I was doing it. So I felt like that time in lockdown was a pretty reflective time for most of us. And I just decided that for TV and my time on the project was up, and that was enough for me at that time. And I've really loved, Warren, I know it sounds really cliche, but I've really enjoyed just stepping away from that world. Life's still really hectic and crazy and busy because we have a boutique hotel in Ballarat and a restaurant, and I've now started a new business out at the farm with workshops. So it's not as if I'm sort of twiddling my thumbs, but yeah, it's been the right move. Been the right move for me, and I'm sort of loving being someone that just appreciates TV on the couch for now. I'm not saying I won't go back, but just would take the right project for me to get back on TV now.
Let's talk about your show. You've called it The Motherload. Why The Motherload?
So The Motherload, according to Google, Warren, is anything of value that you put a sort of a high importance on that, in a way, I suppose you invest a lot of time and energy into. So we've all got our motherloads. Often we associate it with motherhood. So my biggest motherload in my life would be motherhood. But I was laughing because I put my show dates and everything up on my Instagram, and I had a lady that sort of straight away came back and said, but you don't have a load. You've only got one child. And I was like, isn't that fascinating? Like, I laughed and thought, gee, I have to put that in my show now. And I find it really interesting that we do judge and criticize each other's mother loads a lot in life. We tend to look and judge and think that we know what someone's going through. And often that just adds to the mother load, Warren. Like, it just means that you're then having to deal with the judgment of what other people think. I mean, does it mean, I reflect on that and I use that a lot for my show. Does that mean that I can't ever complain about my mother load and how busy I am because I've only got one child? Like, would that lady like me to have five children? Would three children be enough that I could complain? And I think post-pandemic, we've gone back to this crazy, crazy level of motherload because we want to all get out and experience life again because we're so hungry for joy again and we're so hungry for experiences because we were all locked up. But is our motherload now, Warren, more than it's ever been with technology, with a global world, with what we're trying to be and keep up with the Joneses and Instagram? I mean, do you feel that? Do you feel like the motherload is massive?
It's interesting how you say that because as you were talking, I was just reflecting and I do get a lot of comments of people saying, oh, everyone seems to be really busy at the moment and everyone seems to be hectic at the moment. And I feel like we had that space over COVID, didn't we? Where, like you said, we stopped and we were forced to stop and take stock of our lives, etc. And it's almost like a wound up spring and it's released and we've got to catch up on that 3 years of what we perceive to be lost when actually it was a good time to reflect.
Oh, it was such a beautiful time. There's so many, there's obviously really terrible elements of that time, but there were also some beautiful gifts that we were reminded that how much of our mother load do we create ourselves, I wonder? And so what I wanted to do was reflect on that in a show and pepper it with my favourite songs that I love to sing that are linked to the mother load. And I've chosen artists including Lady Gaga and Adele, Kate Bush, and some ones that people might know, some funny ones, some really poignant ones, and mash it all together in a show that I hope will make people laugh, maybe have a little happy tear, and just have a really good night out.
Hey, what are you hoping, Georgie, the audience experiences from your show? We were talking before about, you know, that person shamed you on social media. Are you hoping that, you know, people have their own sort of interpretation of what you're trying to do and think, oh, yeah, actually, you know what? I've got a pretty big mother load at the moment.
I do hope that. I hope that people realise that pain is pain, and loads, and each other's load is each other's load. There's no point in not giving somebody empathy who you think doesn't have a big load, because to them, their load feels overwhelming and huge. And I suppose the intention of my show is to reconnect us and have a moment where people think, actually, maybe I need to consider that person's mother load. Like, maybe I've never considered that person's mother load before, and maybe I need to look at it with more compassion. And I think when we're all sitting there, I hope, in the room and both laughing and sort of reflecting on, yeah, what is this mother load that we put on ourselves, and is the expectation too high? And maybe if we all took that pressure off ourselves, we could then maybe take it off each other. Wouldn't that be a nicer way to reconnect with everyone and not look at other women or other men or all different genders and decide, well, your load's nothing. You know, you're not doing this, isn't this? But maybe going, wow, you know I struggle with my load, so maybe they struggle with theirs too. That would be a lovely, that's sort of an intention I have, is that people come out with maybe a little window in their mind and their heart that they maybe haven't opened for a while, and hopefully, importantly, have a laugh. I'd love people just to come out and experience some joy.
We're chatting with Georgie Coghlan as she returns to the stage with her first one-woman show. It's called The Mother Load. It's at Chapel Off Chapel. Do you think, Georgie, that we sort of collectively feel emotions, and that's what you'll be tapping into in the audience?
100%. We are a social species, and that was the other factor in the pandemic that really hit home for us, is how much of a social species we are. And yes, okay, you might have been someone that said, oh, but I secretly love not going into work. I loved having the boundaries. We crave connection as humans. Mm. And I am a big Brené Brown fan, and all of her work she's done on emotions. Most of us think there's 3-4 emotions, happy, sad, angry. There's 83 emotions that we share as human beings. And I love that collectively, once we learn more and more about emotions and we can express ourselves more clearly, you can connect more clearly. You know that even in a friendship. Like if you say to someone, oh, you're just really pissing me off. I'm really angry about that person. But if someone actually says to you, is it anger? Or do you feel that, if you're really honest, that you might be a bit jealous? There's jealousy underneath that anger, and there's resentment. Do you reckon that is what's underneath the anger? And if you do the work and actually, I am a bit resentful because I hate the way that they've always seemed to have time to go out and whatever, and I don't. Just the use of that language and the use of your emotion can fix that relationship issue and help you and help the relationship and allow you both to sort of move out of it. So I feel that language is such an important way to express our emotions, and emotions are the way that we connect with each other. So yes, I feel, and you know what it's like, Warren, when you go to a live performance and it doesn't matter whether you're at the International Comedy Festival and you all laugh together as this beautiful organism in the room, or you watch someone cry, of course you feel sadness and empathy. So we're all so beautifully connected through emotion, and that's where I think music can be really powerful and healing.
And particularly when you combine it with the likes of Lady Gaga, Adele, Kate Bush, Joni Mitchell. The show sounds absolutely amazing, Georgie. Why only 2 shows? It sounds like there should be 20.
Because it's too much of a mother load as it is, Mara. I mean, today I was on at home trying to cram in lyrics and learning this script amidst everything else, which I'm just loving. But no, Mama still has a certain mother load, and I've got other responsibilities. So I felt 2 shows is just nice for her. It gets me anxious and nervous, and I get to work with incredible musicians. We've got the most amazing musos lined up for these gigs. So I thought 2 shows, and then who knows, I would love to travel with it potentially in regional areas. So we'll see if everyone likes it, and I'd love to take it on the road.
Georgie, we wish you all the best for the show. Thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us on Joy Drive today.
Thank you so much, Joy. Thank you, Warren. Always such a wonderful support. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Georgie. The Mother Load is at Chapel Off Chapel. It's on Friday, April 28, and Saturday, April 29. For more info, you can head to the Chapel Off Chapel website.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app. No matter where you are, you can always take Joy Drive with you.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.